Big day today, huh? A little bit. Guys, glad you guys can make it. This is a big day for the Raider Nation, this organization, and Raiders around throughout. We're very excited to have Derek be a part of this organization officially for many more years. And we're looking for great things, as always, in our quest to achieve a championship trophy. And we know that Derek is a big part of what we're trying to do around here. And we're very excited. This is a big day. This is a great day for us. And we are very excited, and I'm not going to get you guys here to just tell you how excited we are. I'm just going to let Derek tell you how he feels about this, because I can get up here and do some jumping jacks and backflips, and I'm just Derek's a great human being. Aside from being a great player, and to have him a part of this organization is truly a blessing for me. So without further ado, Derek.
Thank you. First and foremost, I'm just blessed and honored to be sitting here today. I dreamed of this day when I was a little kid, and it's here. And so I just thank God for this opportunity. I just want to thank the Raiders organization, for Mr. Davis, Reggie, Dan, Tom, Jack and his coaching staff, our coaching staff, for putting their trust in me. That I don't take that lightly. I think you can't pay me a better compliment than to tell me that you trust me with the keys to this thing. And for that, I'm grateful and I'm honored, really am, to be the quarterback here of the team that I love, of the team, of the only team that was on my mind, that has always been on my mind since even the draft process. That it has just felt right from the beginning. And, there was no doubt in my mind when this whole thing was about to go down that I told Tim, my agent, that I don't want to play anywhere else. If they'll let me sign a 20-year deal, let's do it. And he's like, well, let's wait a little bit on that. I don't know if that's smart, but there was no hesitation for me. It didn't matter if they said that. I'd be like, yeah, deal. And Tim would have to teach me, like, well, it's probably not the best thing. But I just wanted to be a Raider. It's more than just a team to me. It's more than just that. It's family. The way that we did that, the business, went down. It was easy, as Tim would say, both sides. I think Dan would say the same. I think that, both sides just wanted it to get done, and it was two family members just figuring out how to get along, and we did. We figured out a way to do it so that we have the opportunity to sign the other guys that I think are important to this organization, and that was really important to me, not to just take every single dime that we could, and I hope that that's known, that obviously, with the position that I play, it has to be around a certain number. That's just, it is what it is. But at the same time, I told Tim, if we can structure it in a way to help the Raiders, get the other guys, give them opportunity to come in, that'd be really important to me too. So, and lastly, I close my statement with this. It's very important to me for the kids out there watching this and for them to know that I never chased the money in this whole process. It's something that I'm very passionate about. I tried to be the best version of myself every single day, and give my teammates in this organization everything that I had. It's never going to be about the money for me. And so if one kid can understand what I'm trying to tell them by saying that, I think that I've done my job. So thank you.
All right.
Okay, guys, please raise your hand if you have a question. John Dickinson from 95.7 The Game. But Derek, you, the deadline was kind of out there. You said you wanted to get it done by the start of training camp. Just how much of a relief, and Reggie, for you as well, to just have it done, a few weeks to go, and now move on to football?
Well, we didn't think it was going to get to the training camp, to be honest with you, because from the outset, both sides wanted the deal done. And they just, you know, I thought our guys did a great job getting together and hammered it out, you know. We both wanted the same thing. That part was easy. You know, we could tell that Derek wanted to be here. And we let him know, without a doubt, we wanted him here. So that it was easy. It was easy. We didn't make it hard. We didn't make it hard. Derek, Tim didn't make it hard, so it was. But it is a relief to know that going into training camp, he's our guy. And it's a relief off of Derek's shoulders, you know.
Yeah, no doubt. It's definitely a relief that it's done. And like Mr. McKenzie said, both sides wanted it done, so it was, like I said, it was easy. Obviously, Tim and Dan might have other words, but, you know, to me it was easy. Me and Reggie knew what we wanted.
We knew it was easy for us.
We just sat back and waited for the text. But, you know, the fact that it's done and that I can just focus on football, that was the main reason I said training camp deadline, is I would be doing this organization a disservice if I was like, no, let's keep talking about it. I have to give everything. It's so hard to win in this league. I have to focus all my attention during training camp on winning and not business. And so that was the only reason I said that, is because I was not going to do this organization or my teammates or coaches a disservice by having my mind even 1% somewhere else. And that's the only reason. But I never really had a feeling that it would even get to that. So, but that's the only reason we said that.
Josh Dubow, Associated Press. Reggie, draft is a little bit of a crapshoot. Sometimes you never know what you're going to get. So at what point after drafting Derek did you guys realize, okay, this is the guy who will be the face of our franchise?
I tell you what, from the outset when we drafted him before he got here, we were extremely excited that he was still sitting there at 36. Let's put that out there right now. But it was, I mean, the rookie minicamp, I mean, shoot. That was, you know, I think my son could have figured that one out. Man, he can throw, Daddy. I mean, you know, it was easy to see early. But we knew the type of person we were getting in the draft process. So we just put it together, and it was very early, very early.
Michael Gelkin, Las Vegas Review-Journal. Reggie, Derek mentioned how important it was to him to structure this so that as an organization you guys would be able to continue to reward some of the players you are developing currently. How exactly did this contract accomplish that? I mean, what does this deal do for you in terms of that flexibility?
Well, just the overview, the bottom line is we're able to continue to move forward to keep all the players that we need to keep in the correct timing. And this affords us to do that. And we'll start on that ASAP. So.
Tim Calcami, Mercury News. Derek, you mentioned how you were never chasing money. I guess you are listed as number one most valuable contract in the NFL right now. Was that important to you? Was that important to people around you to be number one, the fact that you ended up there?
The importance of it, no. Did I think that it would end up around that? Yes, just because of that's just how it goes, you know, keeping track of it. Was it the most important thing to me? Not really. The most important thing that was it get done and that my family would be taken care of. Am I competitive? Yeah. But I wasn't going to sit there and say, oh, no, I need more. You know, I was not going to do that. It was not going to be difficult. I was not going to be the one, if anything, Tim was trying to drive me up a little more, and I had to talk him off the ledge a little bit. But that's why we work well together. And we had a few of those conversations. He really tried to push me, for some things, and I just said, you know what, man, I'm I'm good, man. You know, I think that's plenty. And he agreed. He said, absolutely, man. And so it's a weird situation for me because it's not like I wanted, like, I don't want it to sound like I wanted to, oh, I have to beat him. But at the same time, you know, it just kind of ends up that way. And I'm sure it'll be passed soon, so I'm not too worried about it.
Yeah, the follow-up is that, I mean, it's already discussed that there's going to be guys skipping over you maybe very soon. You're okay with seeing three, four, five, six quarterbacks pass you up?
I don't care if they all do. We got our contract done. That's all that mattered to me. And, you know, I think that was important to me is that we didn't worry about what other people were going to do or doing. I just wanted to get mine done and make sure that the team had, again, like we talked about, flexibility to make sure my friends stay around.
It's Scott Bear from NBC Sports. Derek, with this paycheck comes a certain amount of expectations, and some people think a lot about how much they're making, and there's a different standard for like from the outside for what people think about what you should do on Sundays. Does this contract add any pressure or elevate any standard for you in terms of having to live up to being the highest paid player?
No, not at all. me and my wife were laughing about that on the way here because we know, you know, we see it all the time on TV. You know, people put up, you know, stats and then they put up their money and it's like, like it really doesn't matter. You know, we're all just trying to go out there and compete and win. And if I had to up my standard that I set for myself, I don't think that they would have signed me. I think that I've set a standard for myself and for this organization, for this team, you know, personally, that no amount of money is going to matter. It doesn't matter. I believe that God has given me a lot of talents to play this game, and I would be I'd be sacrificing that gift he's given me if I gave anything less than my best. And that's how I look at everything. So you can give me a dollar, you can give me 25, you know, million. It doesn't matter to me. My number one goal is that I make sure that I give everything I have to this organization. So there's no pressure. There's no, you know, we'll be on the one-yard line and I won't give it to Marshawn. I'll throw it. You know, it's not, none of that stuff. I don't care about the stats. You know, I don't. That's not my number one objective. I don't care if I throw 10 touchdowns next year. If we win every game, that's all I care about.
Derek, Jared McDonald from Bay Area News Group. Your priorities are in life and everything are well known, but it is a huge contract. And you're not really an extravagant guy, but is there one thing that you're going to sort of splurge on that you can let us know?
Chick-fil-A, probably Chick-fil-A. I've been eating clean, we got Lad here. He's been having me eat clean. I'll probably get some Chick-fil-A, but no. First thing I'll do is I'll pay my tithe like I have since I was in college, getting $700 on a scholarship check. That won't change. I'll do that. I'll probably give my wife something nice. You know, even though she begs me not to, she still gets coupons. Ever since I've known her, she finds coupons. She gets online trying to find discounts and all those things. And none of that's going to change. The exciting thing for me, money-wise, honestly, is that this money's going to help a lot of people. You know, I'm very thankful to have it, that it's in our hands, because it's going to help people not only in this country but in a lot of countries around the world. And that's what's exciting to me.
As a quick follow-up to that, what do you have in mind? Because it's not just your family, but I think that is a good place to start, just the security of it. You see how quickly this game can be taken away, Teddy Bridgewater, and just
no doubt.
Things like that happen in this game. To
you break an ankle.
That never happens. But what does that do for your family? Then a little bit more in detail about what you plan on doing it beyond that.
Yeah, obviously, I'm going to do my best to make sure no one knows what we do with it. But I'll just say this. I can assure you that it's going to help a lot of people. I'm not stingy. You know, my business manager would probably be on me saying, hey man, you know, that's enough. You know, I won't get into when, wow, or how or why. It's not about that for me. It's about making a difference. So that's what's exciting to me, is that we'll be able to do that.
Marcus Thompson, Mercury News. I know you're everything happens for a reason kind of guy. What did you learn about yourself having to be, you know, going through the injury, having to miss the playoffs? How have you grown through that?
Oh, my faith grew. I had to sit there and watch my teammates go out there without me for the first time ever. And that was the hardest thing for me, to know that I had to sit there a little nauseous. that was probably from the meds to keep the pain away after surgery. But I think a little bit more of it had to do with not being out there and helping my team. And so I had to sit there and learn, you know, I need to do a better job as a leader of preparing everybody, because we never know what's going to happen. And so it showed me ways that I could help this team be even better. It showed me ways that I could be even better as a teammate. It showed me ways I could be better as a leader. You never know. I mean, Reggie could tell you better. There's guys that get hurt, and then we grab a guy off practice squad, and he has to come in and start a game sometimes. Yeah. You know, I think that's happened a few times since I've been here in the last 3 or 4 years. So I learned a lot during that time that, my goal was still to, get us to the Super Bowl, even though I wasn't there. That way my agent would have been mad at me, but I would have taped that thing up and I would have been out there, but I have to do, I learned that I can do a better job of helping along that way just to make sure everyone's ready just the way I am.
Vic from the Chronicle. Has the sheer amount of money hit you yet? Is it kind of, have you kind of looked at the big number and kind of sat back? And
yeah, no doubt. It was it was like surreal at first. I was like, all right, man, that's like Monopoly, man. That's weird, but then like as I began to see it and how we could place it in certain areas and began to see what kind of impact that could really make, that's when it hit me. Like that, I didn't want to talk about that, but I've been down to Haiti. And, I've seen, some of those struggles that they have and the kids there, and my heart just, I cry sometimes thinking about it. And so just knowing that we can go down there and just make a difference and help, those are the kind of things that the money makes me kind of like, oh, my gosh, because now we can really do some things to help a lot of people.
Derek, what kind of feedback have you gotten from your teammates in the last 24 hours?
Yeah, so Sean Smith told me to buy a Bugatti. That's not going to happen. We have a really fun group and a lot of jokes, I can tell you that. A lot of jokes. But especially with the offensive line, they had some fun. Donald asked for a lot. He asked for a lot of stuff. But, that's okay. He'll get maybe something. But, I think that the coolest thing to me is that my teammates texted me I didn't know that, like, when this kind of stuff happens, people, like, text you. Like, when you win a game or something, you'll get a lot of texts. Or when you, get on the top 100 things, you get a text. But, like, with this, I didn't think. All of a sudden, I get, like, 100 text messages on vacation. My wife's like, who are you talking to? I showed her. I was like, I'm sorry. I'm sitting there texting people. And all my teammates to a man said, man, you work your tail off. You deserve it. And I don't feel like I deserve it. But just them saying that was really – it grabbed my heart, because they're the ones I go to battle with. They're the ones I work with every single day. And so, what they have to say and, really, really matters to me. So, but I do know that I'm going to have to owe them all a big, big dinner. So that'll be fun.
Derek, can you set the scene a little bit in terms of where you were, what you were doing as the contract was being finalized? You mentioned being on vacation.
Yeah, I was definitely in the sun when Tim texted me, trying to not get burnt. Like we did last time. But I think I was sitting in the sun and Tim texted, hey, can you call me? I was like, sure. And he called, hey, it's done. I was like, wait, what? I was like, I didn't expect that. And, it to be done so fast. But he's like, yeah, it looks like, it's going to be done. And what time do you get back and those things? Can you be here, in the morning at, 9:30? And I was like, whoa, man, you're going a little fast for me, But I was just sitting there and I just remember I hung up. And I instantly just, honestly, I just thank God for for that moment, because of the impact it's going to make on people, because of the platform He's given me to help a lot of people. And so I was just thankful that He chose me, to go do His work. So I think that to be just open and honest with you, that was the initial reaction. Then my nephew ran up to me. He's like, "What are you so excited about?" And I was like, let me go talk to Heather first. I didn't want him to be the first one to know. I had to tell my wife. Then I came back and told my nephew. But, yeah, it was good.
There goes Scott. Derek, how involved were you in this process? And given that this is your first kind of foray into the business side of this, how much did it weigh on you? Like, what was that experience like as you were kind of moving through this process from the early stages when you knew that they wanted you right up until, this morning?
Yeah, so, it was... How do I say? It wasn't easy, but to me it was it kind of was, because I knew Tim had it under control. But I was very involved. Every little detail every time, him and, Dan had a conversation, he wanted me to, know everything that I needed to know. If there was something I didn't need to know, I didn't need to know. I said, man, just tell me what I need to know so I can help make decisions. Because it wasn't just, Tim going in there saying, all right, this is what I want. It was Tim going in there saying, this is what Derek wants. And, the main thing that I could just remember was all along the way, I was like, well, how do we keep my teammates? As weird, I don't know if that sounds, but that was just what I kept telling him. I was like, okay, that's cool. Yeah, that's awesome. Wow, cool. Is this good for Gabe? Is this good for Khalil? Is this good for Mark? I mean, he can tell you himself. These are things that I said to him numerous amounts of times. I didn't want to hurt our team. That's the last thing I'd ever want to do. And so hopefully we didn't. But that's the last thing that I intended to do. And that's kind of why I was so involved.
Since Derek brought it up, Reg, now that there are some other names that are being bandied about in terms of giving contract extensions, Gabe Jackson is one entering into a contract year. If I can ask specifically about him, have talks started there? Do you hope to get that done this offseason? Is there a timetable that you'd like to get him?
No, it's not a timetable, but we, I alluded earlier during the offseason that Gabe is one of the guys I want to get locked up, so absolutely.